gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. I very much appreciate it. In this hour of the broadcast, Ian Kelleher, COO of the RM Auction Company, is going to be telling us about an upcoming sale in Los Angeles on the 27th of September. The Peterson Automotive Museum, lots of cool Hollywood-esque vehicles and a large lot of memorabilia going over the block as well. We'll also wrap up the recently concluded Monterey sales. They did 3 days worth of auctions back mid-August, and we'll get the final tally, which classic cars sold for the most money, and what surprises were in store during that particular time period. Also, in this hour of the broadcast, we'll continue to play trivia and have fun. I've got a slew of automotive news to talk to you about. We got a trivia question out there on the table right now, and we have Dan in Iowa listening on the mighty KXEL who might have the answer. Dan, thank you. John, thank you very much for calling in.
Yes, Bob. Enjoy listening to your show on these Sunday afternoons. And I don't pretend to be a GM expert, but I'm guessing that perhaps Mr. DeLorean was behind the creation of the GTO.
You're 100% correct. John DeLorean, John Z. DeLorean, was the so-called father of the GTO, and of course he went on to develop his own car company, which was only around for a couple of years, 1981, 1982. So you have got the correct answer. Terrific. We're going to put you in the running for the next big drawing from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But in the meantime, I'll ask you my usual questions here. Your favorite classic car and your favorite new car?
Oh, the classic car. I'm thinking perhaps a big red car from Italy, the 275 GTB.
Oh, wow.
By Ferrari.
Beautiful car. Absolutely worth a tremendous amount of money today. Yes.
Oh, yes. I can't afford one, but they're fun to look at if you get an opportunity to see one from time to time.
Oh, most definitely. They're a real feast for the eyes. And how about in the realm of new cars? Anything catch your eye?
Well, the new car, I'm kind of interested in, been reading some things about the Ford SHO Taurus.
Oh, good choice. Yeah, no, that's a very good car. I haven't driven it myself, but I know several people have, and it's got that new EcoBoost V6 engine, 350 horsepower and all-wheel drive, and good, you know, a good super sedan for the money. You look at some of the, you know, German super sedans or the new XFR from Jag. You are, and, you know, you're talking big bucks, but this Ford is going to be a real player for people who like a good bargain, and it is just that, a great bargain.
Well, I think you're right, so it'll be interesting to see how it it plays in the market.
It definitely, I wish they did a little bit more aggressive styling on it, but it's been traditional that the show vehicle there from Ford has always been kind of a sleeper-type vehicle. But
personal vehicles is a 2000 Ford Contour SVT.
Oh, very good.
And that's a real fun little car.
It sure is. So you would love the show. The same folks that put your SVT together also worked on the show. So excellent. Well, you're a wonderful caller. Hang on for Matt, and we'll get you in the running for that big prize.
Okay, thank you very much, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much. And now, without further ado, let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports with our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
Sprint Cup raced last night at the Richmond International Raceway as the field is now set for the chase for the NASCAR Championship. Denny Hamlin scored a popular victory at his home track to take a burst of momentum into the chase for the Sprint Cup. Kyle Busch, his teammate, was shut out of the title hunt because his fifth-place finish wasn't enough to get him into the 12-driver field. Busch, who tied with Mark Martin this season with a series-best 4 victories each, thought he'd be part of the field, but he was shut out after an inconsistent season. The final spot went instead to Brian Vickers, who knocked both Busch and Daytona 500 winner Matt Kenseth out of contention with a career-best 7th-place run. He finished 8 points ahead of Busch in the tightest chase buildup since its 2004 inception. Mark Martin, who at 50 is enjoying one of the best seasons of his career, leads the chase field as the top seed and is followed by Tony Stewart and three-time defending champion Jimmy Johnson. Hamlin starts the chase in fourth and is followed by Casey Kane, three-time series champion Jeff Gordon, Kurt Busch, and Brian Vickers, who finished a career-best seventh Saturday night to grab the final qualifying spot. Carl Edwards will start the chase in ninth and is followed by Ryan Newman, Juan Pablo Montoya, and Greg Biffle. Busch and Matt Kenseth, who had made the chase in each of its first five seasons, were the two drivers shut out of the field. Made for a compelling night of racing, where 11 drivers vied for the final eight available spots in NASCAR's title-deciding chase. And Carl Edwards, racing with a broken foot, drove from last to first and took the checkered flag in the Nationwide Series race at the Richmond International Raceway. Edwards wrestled a lead away from Kevin Harvick for the top spot on a late race pit stop with 24 laps to go and never looked back on his way to Friday night's win. Harvick finished second with Kyle Busch third, Brad Keselowski fourth, and David Ruderman finished fifth. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Lots happening in the world of motorsports, to say the least. Thank you so much, Jeff. We very much appreciate it. We'll have another trivia question for you momentarily, but right now it's my pleasure to welcome the COO of the RM Auction Company, Ian Kelleher, who are joining us from Los Angeles, I believe, tonight. Hey there, Ian. How you doing?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
Not too bad. How's the weather in sunny L.A.?
That's pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you got the big auction coming up on the 27th. This is going to be quite an event. I was chatting a little bit earlier today with Dick Messer from the Peterson Automotive Museum, and he's very excited about it. It's called Icons of Speed and Style. Tell our listeners why that particular title.
Well, it's a fantastic single owner collection, and give the owner credit for coming up with that name in many ways, because it really encompasses the entire sort of makeup of cars in the collection. There's about 80 cars that will be sold, all without reserve, and many of them sort of represent the real icons and the actual gentlemen that really put their heart and soul into the fabrication of some early customs and hot rods, as well as dragsters and race cars and everything in between. So it sort of encompasses the entire makeup of the collection.
I know out at the Monterey event, which we'll talk about a little later on in the hour here, you were showcasing a few vehicles from the upcoming Speed and Style event, and they were gathering lots of attention, and some of them are real kind of outrageous lookers.
Yeah, that's very true. We had the Big Daddy Roth Road Agent, which is one of the most fantastic Roth cars in existence, and it's a real genuine article. As well as the Dodge Dior, which is world famous for its design, one of the highest selling Hot Wheels of all time. So between those two cars and then the Ohio George Mr. Gasket Gasser drag car, there was something for everyone represented.
Absolutely. As I mentioned to you on my Motor Trend broadcast, I actually interviewed Ohio George on the Hot Rod Power Tour event this past summer, and I had no idea that he was such a an adventurer, to say the least, because some of these vehicles were, gosh, they were like rocket ships.
To say the least, he had one speed, and it was ridiculously fast.
Hold that thought, Ian. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about Icons of Speed and Style, the big event coming up at the Peterson. This is Auto World.
Cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! can't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive...
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash? Glues, air fresheners, pesticides, oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408 and put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America. We thank you so much for your time. And don't forget, you can fire me up an email anytime at bob@autoworldradio.com. We will throw out another trivia question in the not-too-distant future. Ian Kelleher is with us, telling us all about the upcoming event at the Peterson Automotive Museum, Icons of Speed and Style. And we're going to tell you now about some of the highlighted vehicles. But before we get to that, the exact date is September 26, 2009. From 11 to 6, but do you have a couple of preview dates before, Ian?
We do, actually. We'll be open the day before on the 25th all day, and people are able to come and look at all the cars, and if they want to decide whether it's something they want to do this week, they can go on our website and see everything with full catalog description and photos of each car and estimates, and that's just at www.rmauctions.com.
Excellent. And for those who cannot be in attendance and might be interested in purchasing or bidding one, on one of these vehicles, it can be done in a variety of different ways. Why don't you tell us about the options folks have?
It certainly can. You try and make it as easy as possible. And for those that can't make it, we would encourage you to set up the telephone bid. And you can actually do that with somebody live during the auction. And you can actually watch the auction. So if you go to our website and follow the directions, basically you can see the entire sale live as it's happening and be on the telephone with one of our car specialists in advance and during the actual lot as it's going over the block. So you can call our 800 number at 800-211-4371 and get more information on how to do that, and we'd be more than happy to help.
Perfect. And I would imagine with the continued explosion of electronic and other ways of connecting that you're probably seeing lots more people dabbling in internet bidding and electronic means.
We do, but at the end of the day, I still we really encourage people to call and be on the telephone because it's a more reliable means of communication and it's a lot more clear. There's no delay. You know, never freezes. So, unfortunately, there's times where the internet freezes up, and somebody might lose out on a car that they've been waiting for a year. So, we always try and tell people to call us and set that up. It's the best way to ensure that you are the successful bidder.
Let's talk about some of the highlighted vehicles that are going over the block here at this very special event. I just am blown away by a number of them, but why don't I take the most outrageous one first? And this is a vehicle that was originally designed, I think, for the Adams family, was it? Tell us about this very unusual stagecoach.
It's the Big Daddy Ross Druid Princess, and this is one of the more spectacular-looking creations in the sale. It looks like a giant purple and white birthday cake, but one that you could actually tear down the street in at a fairly high rate of acceleration. So it's a fantastic piece, and it's fully restored by, fully restored originally by Edwin Gunny Roth's son, down and re-restored by Mark Moriarty, I believe. And it's just a fantastic example of Roth's outrageous creation, and as I said, it just has that giant birthday cake appearance.
Very good. And let's talk about some of these racers that look like they were just unbelievable vehicles for their time, and certainly what a great slice of American history. This 1951 Ford, the Belly Tank Lakester, and again, for some of our younger listeners, it might be good for you, Ian, to explain the whole belly tank principle.
Well, I mean, you're basically looking at an aircraft-inspired design, essentially to go as fast as possible with as little weight as possible, with as much forward force as possible. So it's essentially almost looks like a bomb, but it looks like the side of basically the side of an airplane wing cut in half almost. It's a fantastic piece, and that's all original and has an amazing history. That was raced by Tom Beattie and was one of the early record setters for its kind. So that's a very special car in itself.
It certainly is a very special car. Also very unusual in its design and certainly in its history is this incredible vehicle that also looks like it stepped right out of the Salt Flats. This 1932 Ford, the Lakes Roadster. Boy, that's a looker.
That is the Cougar Roadster.
Yes.
That is a fantastic example. That's actually considered one of the 50 greatest 32 Fords in existence. It was voted as one of the 50 greatest during the centennial of the 32 Ford. And that car is a Pebble Beach restored award winner. So it's as beautiful in terms of its condition as it is in terms of its importance in history. And we actually sold that car to the current owner several years ago at one of our auctions, and he's kept it in pristine condition. So it's absolutely perfect. Probably one of the most well-presented cars in the sale.
That must be quite rewarding for you, Ian, to have somebody purchase a car from you and then take care of it and then decide to come back to you to have it move on to its next owner.
It is, and it's something that we pride ourselves on. We did 17 auctions around the world last year, and this year we're doing a few less, but for the most part around the same amount. And, our business is largely based on return clientele, and it's a small hobby and a small world, and as your gentleman caller that called earlier looking for a 275 Ferrari, there's only a certain amount of those cars in existence, and we often have the pleasure of selling several of them every year. So you get to deal with a very select group of people that are looking for individual cars that they love their entire life, and we have the pleasure of selling them those. So it's a lot of fun.
And certainly it's also something to be very proud of at Pebble Beach at the Concours event on Sunday. This winner for 2009 was restored by RM, and that's a service that I'm sure lots of our listeners aren't aware of, the fact that you're not only an auction company, but you're a restoration company as well.
That is very true. We have the largest restoration facility in North America, actually, and we won Pebble Beach outright on several occasions. This past year, we were not the outright winners, but we were in the final winner's circle at the very end with a beautiful Palette Lago teardrop roadster that we had restored for two gentlemen from Michigan. And it was a stunning car that we had actually helped find for the original owner of it and then restored it for him. And that car came all the way from, I believe it was Belgium. And we pulled it out of a garage and brought it across to our facility and began the restoration work several years ago, and ultimately saw it on the field as in its final form. So that was a great car to be involved in from start to finish.
Wow, that is amazing. Getting back to the Icons of Speed of Style in Los Angeles at the Peterson coming up on September 26th. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to ask Ian about some of the other featured cars, and we'll ask him to define no reserve, because all these vehicles are going to be offered without reserve. This is Auto World.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Our telephone number is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. My name is Bob Long, along with Ian Keller, the COO of the RM Auction Company. We're telling you all about the upcoming event in Los Angeles, Icons of Speed and Style. All the vehicles going over the block are going to be offered without reserve. So, Ian, why don't we define that, because there's sometimes a little bit of confusion about what that means.
Well, it's fairly straightforward once you get into the auction process, but it's basically it means that all of the cars and memorabilia, there's 80 lots of memorabilia in the sale, are being sold without a reserve, which means that they will sell to the highest bidder, whatever that is. Now, everyone says there's if it says 100, if our estimate is 100 to 200,000 and the top bid is 80,000, then yes, that means it sells for 80,000. So basically it's a risk that an owner takes with their collection, but it generally gets a lot more interest from people, and a lot of people come and bid on things because they want opportunity to buy it at a maybe a little bit of a discount, but realistically, most of the time, cars bring what they're worth, regardless of whether it has a reserve or not.
Do you find that a no-reserve sale generally has a kind of a heightened aspect of excitement to it?
It most certainly does. It's an absolute sale, in the sense that everyone there that day and all the cars there that day are going to be sold to whoever is either paying attention, not paying attention, or, has been following this auction and following the eventual sale of the individual car. So, a lot of the responsibility falls on the auction company to do the proper advertising and marketing and getting the word out there with their catalog. And, that's what brings people to the table. But, ultimately it's the cars that sell themselves and this collection is represented with a fantastic group of them. So, that's the major force behind the enthusiasm and what really gets cars making world record prices.
Absolutely, and certainly over the years, you guys have been part of world history. I remember, was it a couple of years back in Italy at the Ferrari sale that you first sold a vehicle for just an incredible amount of money, and then last year also you had an amazing high-dollar vehicle in the same locale at Maranello.
That's very true. It was about 2 years ago we sold James Coburn's short wheelbase California Spider for almost around $10 million. And then just this past year, we sold a 250 pontoon Fender Testarossa for just around $13 million. So those two sales represented two of the highest selling cars at auction ever, basically.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Icons of Speed and Style event. And certainly, when you look at the wide number of vehicles going over the block here, just the range, I mean, some of these vehicles are truly futuristic. If you look at the 1965 Dodge concept car, and I know that one was displayed out in Monterey, that definitely looks like something that could be penned today.
It does, and that car has, as I mentioned it earlier, it's one of the highest-selling Hot Wheels of all time, so it's something that, you know, many people were familiar with growing up and saw in various paint schemes and forms. But the Diora is, you know, basically a custom designed van, almost essentially a pickup truck that basically is unlike anything else. And it has a, with its front forward opening, almost like a BMW Isetta. It's really, really very unique. I mean, it actually runs and drives, and we've taken the entire back off of it, and you know, it's just a sort of a timeless design, and it's a car that could sell for anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000. It's hard to gauge what that car is actually going to sell for. So we've had a lot of interest in it, but it's a dark horse. You just don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine this sale in particular is definitely kind of a dark horse sale because there are so many really one-of-a-kind vehicles. Another one that fits that category is this Wagon Master Dragster that has four engines in it. I can't believe it, Ian.
That is absolutely mind-blowing to see in person, too. It looks pretty amazing in the catalog, but when you see it, that was TV Tommy Ivo's Wagon Master, and there's two cars that he had. One is the basically used the Buick station wagon shell as a sort of a body for it. There isn't much of a body there, as you mentioned. It's got four enormous engines, and that's a straight line car. Let's put it that way. The wheels don't turn very much at all, and it's menacing. It almost looks like something from a crazy Mel Gibson movie that I think you know where I'm going with that, but it's an amazing car, and we're hoping to fire that up on site, so that's actually pretty exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Another one that you mentioned a little bit earlier but deserves another mention is the 1969 Mustang, the Mr. Gasket Gasser car. 1,800 horsepower. I cannot believe that. 1,800 horsepower driving through a 3-speed automatic transmission. Wow.
Yeah, it's as we talked about Ohio, Georgia is pretty scary, and actually one of the great aspects of the whole collection, in addition to that car, is that we actually have the Ohio George Transporter. We have his Mickey Thompson pit bike, and we also have his Ford Pinto that was also a dragster. So we have a little bit of the Ohio George collection within the collection. So it's kind of neat. And it joins two Jungle Jim Lieberman cars, which are also very popular from the collection. He was another prolific dragster of the period that was very well known for going as fast as possible with as little concern for himself at the same time.
You have a Buddy Baker Cotton Owens race car, a 69 Dodge Charger Daytona. This is certainly, without question, one of the most outrageous muscle cars and race cars of all time.
And that's very special. That's a great car you brought up, because it's that was actually restored by Buddy Baker, and it was a car that raced at Talladega. It was the first car to do over 200 miles an hour in a NASCAR lap. So it was a, it's a very significant car from the period, and it's, you know, it's entirely authentic. And given the, you know, recent sort of development of interest in historic racing in NASCAR and kind of around that, we expect that car to do quite well, actually.
Tell us about the Ed Roth Trike, this motorcycle with three wheels.
Yeah, there's a few of those in the sale, some of them in various states of completion. And I can tell you that, you know, Ed Roth was a very large man, and everything he built had some sort of unique ultimate sort of purpose or design. And, you know, he has several of the trikes, actually, you can actually get in them and drive them, and they are very wild. I mean, you're literally an inch and a half off the ground, totally impractical, but completely usable. And they're just, you know, each one is sort of a different, represents a different area. There's a military, the military themed one as well, and the secret weapon. But they're just, each one is truly unique, and they could be bargains at the sale. You know, we have them estimated very conservatively at about $5,000 or $10,000, I think, each, and that would be a fun purchase for somebody.
The 1970 Chevelle SS 456 LS6 convertible. Anybody that knows Chevelles and knows this era knows that anything with an LS6 power plant is worth a lot of money, but a convertible, and also this one has a very special lineage.
That is probably the most famous LS6 Chevelle in existence, and right you are. It is a convertible. It's the X-Ray Allen car, which has about 68 miles on it in total, I believe all quarter miles. The top has never been down. It is absolutely perfect. It's beautiful. It's probably one of the nicest examples we've ever seen. And, you know, it's a car that was basically a drag car, but you just could hop in and drive it tomorrow if you wanted. And that was a record setter at auction before, and we expect it to do very well, too. So.
Absolutely. More with Ian Kelleher straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, NAPA, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog, or visit calcarcover.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Ian Kelleher, the COO of the RM Auction Company. We're telling you about the Icons of Speed and Style event coming up on the 27th of September at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. And Ian, a couple of people have dropped me an email here and want to know about any lots of memorabilia going over the block.
Well, we have two sort of groups of memorabilia. There's some great custom culture pieces, some original at Big Daddy Roth artwork and artwork from Roth Studios, and about 30 lots of memorabilia like that. And then in addition to that, we have a fantastic collection of speed parts and engines. There's about 6 engines in the sale, in fact, or 5 engines in the sale, I believe, as well as a set of Arden heads, some great manifolds. It's really an impressive group of speed parts for the hot, for, you know, real hot rodding enthusiasts will all sort of get excited about it. And all those items are also on our website and can be viewed there with descriptions and estimates as well, and will be sold without reserve as well. So those are some great pieces that are very affordable and collectible for most people.
Let's do a little wrap-up of the Monterey sale this past August, 3 nights. And as a matter of fact, the first night, Ken Gross was one of the on-stage commentators, and he's going to be doing the same thing out in Los Angeles.
That's correct. We were very, very thrilled to have Ken help us with the Nick Alexander Woody collection. And Ken is a foremost hot rod enthusiast and writes for various publications around the nationwide and internationally, and was formerly the head of the Peterson Automotive Museum and had a relationship with Nick Alexander, and so it was a natural choice to have him do it. And he's worked with us on our television show as a host in the past, and we thought it made great sense to have him represent this collection and sort of talk about it from a third-party standpoint. And it's an area that he specializes in, so we're excited to have him as part of the auction on the 26th.
When you look back at the 3 nights in Monterey, was there any particular vehicle or set of vehicles that for you were your personal highlight moment?
Well, it was very satisfying to see all 51 Woodies sell for how they sold. That whole night and evening was just electric with enthusiasm. That collection was one of the most impressive I'd ever seen, certainly in terms of the fact that the quality was outstanding, but also mechanically those cars were excellent. They all ran and drove beautifully. Their presentation was beyond reproach. I've never seen a collection so perfectly maintained from both the mechanical and cosmetic standpoint that you could get in and drive every single car from his collection. So that was very satisfying to see those cars sell for world record prices and go to very, very new and happy owners around the world, basically. And then lastly, it was a thrill to see the Phil Hill C-Type sell on Saturday evening. That was the first C-Type race in North America, and we actually had his son, Derek Hill, drove it on the block. So there was a lot of enthusiasm around that, and certainly one of the most popular cars of the auction weekend, and you know, very significant in terms of its history. So that was great to see, and that sold for about $2.4 million, I believe it was.
Wow, amazing. It seems like the health of the collector car market is strong. How would you diagnose things right now?
Well, it's very easy for us to stand back and say what we normally say, which is great cars bring, you know, great prices. And the truth is it's always been that case. Whether 5 years ago or 10 years ago, the market at its strongest points, fantastic cars, you know, basically dictate the sale and the ultimate final sales price, whether it's at auction or privately. You know, people are maybe at auction making less impulse buys, and you're seeing people put more thought into their first collector car and whether it makes sense, and being a little bit more serious about scrutineering the car and making sure it's the right car for them. And that's a good thing. So the hobby is healthy. There's certainly there'll always be interest in collector cars, and you know, it's just a matter of buying the right car for you at the right price and realizing that it's for fun and not necessarily just an investment, and that you have to be able to enjoy it. And that's what we encourage everyone to really look into.
Of all the vehicles going over the block in Los Angeles at the Peterson, which one do you anticipate to bring home the most money when the gavel goes down?
I would say that it's going to be possibly a toss-up between the LS6 Chevelle, because it's so famous and so well-known, and it has such a pristine history and condition. The condition is fantastic. Versus possibly something along the lines of the Road Agent, or the Diora, which are, as we said, dark horses in the sense that they are very famous, very well-known, and the Road Agent especially being the real deal at Big Daddy Roth car, and very, very historically significant. That could bring a lot of money.
It definitely is. And if folks purchase one of your catalogs, and again, Ian, I will congratulate you on doing such a wonderful job with all of your catalogs. I know executive editor of Motor Trend, Matt Stone, and I are often talking about, you know, how collectible these are, and you know what a great valuable research tool they are for any auto enthusiast library. I mean, even if you don't get a chance to attend one of the events, it's certainly worth just purchasing the catalog for the photography and the information contained within.
Well, thank you. And we had a lot of fun with the Icons of Speed and Style catalog. Whenever you have a collection like that, you know, you really can get into the history on the individual cars and find the photos of them racing, you know, in the period and put them in there and get the people that were involved in the car 20, 30 years ago and get their take on it. And we were able to do that with a lot of the cars in the collection, and that really adds to the provenance, and it really puts buyers at a certain level of ease and comfort, too. So the catalog can really work on a sort of a multifaceted level with potential buyers.
It's all coming up September 26 in Los Angeles at the Peterson Automotive Museum, Icons of Speed and Style. And again, for the best and most up-to-date information, Ian, you'd recommend visiting the RM Auction website, rmauctions.com. And I always like to ask you as well, if we have a listener out there who has a vehicle that would like some advice on probably the best venue to consign a vehicle, can he call upon your folks at RM to help
indeed,
them out?
Yes. If they call into our 800 number, which is just 800-211-4371, you can ask to speak with a car specialist, and we're happy to give you the best advice we can on whether or not it's a good time to sell it, where to sell it, how much it might be worth at auction, or whether the private road is the first try you might want to take. So each car obviously has a different set of circumstances behind it, and we're more than happy to oblige and do the best we can.
And certainly you've got a busy month of October ahead after you get this sale off the calendar, to say the least.
We do. We'll be headed to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and for the mecca of all things memorabilia and cars, for that wet and rain weekend, and we'll be selling 140 cars actually this year at Hershey with another 500 lots of memorabilia. So it's going to be a fantastic month in Hershey for us. And then we'll be off to London, England at the end of the month to do a sale in London, which is a wonderful event that we hold annually each fall. And this will be our third year in London.
Well, Ian, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. We thank you so much for your extended visit here today on Auto World.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Okay.
He's Ian Kelleher, the COO of the RM Auction Company. And again, don't forget to check out all the latest and all the cool stuff that they've got there on their website, which is rmauctions.com. Speaking of websites, when you get a chance, check out our network's website. It's gcnlive.com, because not only can you listen to live shows, but you can also listen to archives of shows. You can subscribe to podcasts of shows. You can listen to any show on demand. And you'd be very surprised with all the cool stuff there. So log on to gcnlive.com. Also, when you get a chance, you can check out my website, autoworldradio.com. We're going to have some updates there in the coming weeks to come. But that's going to do it for this hour. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stay tuned for more. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to gcnlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at gcnlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.